I got it.
Factory stock is in the
lane. All right, we are joined in the media center by our number one qualifier in the Camping World Series Pro Stock Motorcycle category, Matt Smith, who is also the points leader. Matt ran 683.9 at 198.23 to earn his fourth number one qualifier position of the season, 47th of his career, and extended his points lead to 30 points over second place Angel and third place Steve Johnson by 60 points. Officially speaking, it is Halloween weekend for those that don't know. Matt, you were able to extend the points lead. That means it was a good qualifying session. Walk us through your qualifying.
Yeah, I mean, we come out the first pass and on yesterday and was number two qualifier. I made some tweaks today for Q2 and went just a little bit faster, but I saw some stuff that I didn't like in the middle of the track, and I made a change for the tune-up for Q3, but I thought the weather conditions, we were over 4,200 feet, so I figured we couldn't pick up, but I just wanted to be low of the round and get the small bonus points, and we ended up picking up everywhere, and, you know, hats off, that Denso Lucas Oil bike went to the pole.
We'll open it up to questions from members of the media for Matt Smith. Questions for our number one qualifier in Pro Stock Motorcycle. Cycle Drag, yes.
Thank you very much. Jack from Cycle Drag. Matt, question for you. I remember when you were hunting down your first championship, and now it seems like you've just been a perennial title contender the last several years. What's your mindset right now and your level of anxiety? Do you feel like being here time and time again has given you an advantage over the competition?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I know that I've been in this situation the last 4 years here, and we've wrapped it up two of the last 3 years. So I hope that, you know, that we continue to do what we've done in the past, and pressure's off of me. I'm the points leader, so I just want to go and do my job, and the way I look at it, I go win this race, I extend the points lead even more, and that's our goal right now, is to win the race, and I don't worry about what anybody else is doing.
Matt, making clean runs going down the racetrack, you've won it a couple of times and had success over the years, but the people who can take a shot and knock you off the top, that number has expanded with the four-valve cylinder heads, and some have suggested we might be living through the golden era of Pro Stock Motorcycle right now. Just your thoughts on parity in the category and people who are capable of jumping up and laying down a great pass that could take out you or any one of the championship contenders.
Yeah, I mean, if you throw me out, you've got six Suzukis right behind me. So, you know, I think there's two V-twins in the top eight, and, you know, it's never been like this. So I think they have, you know, an advantage, and that's why I'm building one next year. I will be on a Suzuki next year to start the season, unless NHRA puts weight on them over the winter. But I'm going to prove to everybody that how fast these things can run. And I have my V-twin that's going to be sitting there ready to go fast again if they do anything to them.
There you go. And you know, you're pitching people to ride it, I'm sure. You've had customer bikes out there, and it doesn't seem to bother you guys, whether it be, you know, to you and Angie, or you bring in a customer bike. How are you able to navigate customer bikes, being the points leader, winning races, all that activity over there at Matt Smith Racing?
I just focus on my bike. I mean, I just go up there and do the natural thing. And the crew guy that I got, Jonathan Hendrick, that works on my bike, he's been with us for 4 years now. I don't have to worry about nothing. I let him take care of everything, and I do the clutch and I do the tune-up, and every time I go get on that bike, I know that it's going to crank up, it's going to go down the track, and I don't have to worry about anything. So I put my focus on trying to tune Scotty's bike, Angie's bike, Charlie's riding this weekend with us. So more laps, more data, and honestly, I think the more bikes that I get my hands on like that, I don't think about my bike, and it actually helps me, because I think if you were out here by myself trying to do this, I would be overthinking a lot of stuff and making too many stupid decisions. And right now I don't do that, because I focus on their stuff and I just do what I'm supposed to do on mine.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Explain your Halloween costume. Everybody saw what was going on out there. It's Halloween out here at the NHRA, the Vegas race. Everybody dresses up. You got slick. You guys are the refs. What's the story?
The Denso girls. I think they were called the Denso Divas. They're roller derby girls. Lisa from Denso used to roller derby out here, you know, years ago. So we did that theme, and I'm the referee. I was the head referee. I'm the Rocket Man.
He's a Rocket Man.
I'm the Rocket Man. So that was my nickname for the shirt, and you know, just happy to. We do the Halloween costume every year, and just we always do it, and I'm proud of it.
Whip it! Congratulations! Get ready for tomorrow. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.